I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. After more tragedy and trauma targeting Nigeria's believers, what will Christmas look like this year? Then, God touches a child's heart in India with a miracle. We'll tell you what's happening in just a few moments. But first, more than 300 children and teachers were kidnapped from a Catholic school in Nigeria last month. 50 later escaped, and now the Nigerian government says 100 more have been released. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nations.
It's unclear how involved the government negotiations were, but there was definitely some pressure that was put on these kidnappers.
But Kelly says the big picture pattern remains the same. Groups like Boko Haram and Fulani militants kidnap and attack at will. They often target Christians, and government-led justice is lacking. As this Christmas approaches, so do memories of mass killings. On Christmas Eve 2023, an estimated 300 Christians across north-central Nigeria were murdered. Kelly says believers expect adversity this year, too.
And they will not stop worshiping Jesus because of it.
Pray for God's strength for Christians facing death. Pray for their enemies by name.
In northern Nigeria, there are dozens of different people groups or nations, including the Fulani, the Hausa, and the Kanuri, that are all 99% Muslim. When Jesus said, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers, we can inject the name Kanuri, Fulani, and Hausa into that prayer because those are the places and the nations that need laborers.
Next, a year after the fall of the Assad regime and the end of the civil war in Syria, many Kurds, Christians, Alawites, and Shia Muslims remain displaced in Lebanon. Camille Melki with Heart for Lebanon says the organization is committed to serving vulnerable people, including both Syrian refugees and the Lebanese who are hurting financially.
Serving the refugee population continues to be a major focus of what we do. We understand that people in need are first and foremost in need to hear the gospel from a community that shows Christ's love unconditionally.
Though they often begin as skeptical of Christian organizations, some refugees show a thirst for the gospel.
We serve unconditionally, but that doesn't mean unconditional aid forces us to not share the gospel. In fact, it's the reverse. People in the Middle East ask questions. Syrian refugees are the first to do so. What motivates you? What drives you? What gets you out of bed every morning? Why do you care for a person from a different faith background, from a different religious group, from a different ethnic background? And when they hear that the aid we give is given unconditionally, it baffles them.
Join us in praying for those who are hurting in Syria and pray that as Syrian refugees return home, they'll take the gospel with them. And finally, Sarani, a 10-year-old girl in India, grew up with serious heart problems that made her very weak and sapped her energy. Mission India's Raina Miller says,
the family spent every rupee they had on her treatments and nothing was working. Her mom tried going to temples and praying to their gods, desperate for help. And of course, none of it worked.
Then Sarani was invited to a children's Bible club run by Mission India. There, she heard stories about Jesus for the first time.
Her Bible club leader, Mafshi, encouraged her to pray. And Sarani prayed her very first prayer, and it was just the simple words, please heal me. And this time she was praying to the God who hears, not to idols. And within 2 months, her strength returned after a lifetime of these heart problems. She had joy again, and she was so grateful to Jesus for healing her. She received him as her savior.
Today, Sarani's faith is spilling over in creative ways. She recently drew a Christmas manger scene, and Mission India turned her artwork into something special.
We actually turned it into a coloring page so that kids here in the U.S. and their families can color it together.
You can get the coloring page download and more of Mission India's resources through links at our website. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
There are millions more children like Sarani who have never heard of Jesus, and they're still waiting for hope.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Kramer.